In the gospel reading today, as we hear about Our Lady standing at the foot of the cross, might initially strike us as being a little odd that that's what the church would give us for a Mass of Our Lady during the Easter season. During Lent, makes perfect sense. She's standing at the foot of the cross. But why in the Easter season? Why wouldn't they change that reading to make it something different? It's because of the two statements that come from our Lord. Woman, behold your son. To the disciple, behold your mother. We've talked about this before, so we won't go into all the detail, but remember that statement that Our Lady as woman. Number one, remember in Hebrew that is not at all disrespectful. But number two, the reason why St. John is very clear in using that is because it points back to the woman of Genesis 3:15. There would be enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. And so when our Lord refers to his mother this way, that is to bring us back to that prophecy that was spoken by God himself at the moment of original sin. And so we look at that, and then that statement, behold your mother. This is during the Easter season because she is our mother. And it was there at the foot of the cross that she became our mother. It is there that we have been given spiritual rebirth. It is there at the foot of the cross that the blood and water flowed from our Lord's heart. The water for our baptism, the blood for the Holy Eucharist. It is that which defines us. It is that which unites us with him. We are incorporated into Christ in the sacrament, in the covenant of holy baptism. We enter into the covenant when we're baptized. And because we're entering into that covenant, that is the new covenant that is forged in the blood of our Lord. But that's what Easter is about. Easter certainly is about the resurrection and it's about eternal life. But where was that bought for you? On the cross. And you have no life apart from Jesus Christ. But our Lord makes very clear, none of us on the natural level has life apart from our mother. If it weren't for her, none of us would be here. Well, how about on the spiritual level? There is no life apart from our mother. So she is our mother, and that's what he points out at the foot, at the cross. Behold your mother. Remember, he doesn't use his own name. He simply talks about the beloved disciple, because that's you. You are the beloved disciple, and our Blessed Lady is your mother. And so this is indeed a point that we could look at during Lent, but it is an Easter reading as well because of that aspect of it. We are baptized into the fullness of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means his passion, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his glorification in heaven. And so already, as St. Paul says, we are seated at God's right hand in Christ. But that means we are also standing at the foot of the cross. We have the rebirth of baptism that happens, and we have the fulfillment of that spiritually happening already. Physically, we're not there yet, but spiritually it is. And all that revolves around this one little statement, well, I guess two, at the foot of the cross. Woman, behold your son, and behold your mother. So for her to recognize that this is the rebirth, yes, she beholds her son on the cross, but it is there that her heart is torn open, according to the prophecy of Simeon. It is there that she who conceived you and me in her heart now gives birth to you and me as her heart is open, so that the children can come forth, the children born of baptism, the children fed by the body and blood of her Son in the Holy Eucharist. So this is who we are. This is literally what defines us as Christian people. And so we cannot separate ourselves from this. There are so many that want to say, well, but Jesus is resurrected. Why do you Catholics have a crucifix in the front of the church? And on one hand, as they have said for years, well, this is the veil of tears. We're suffering with our Lord. This is the time of our passion. Yes, the glorification will happen, but you take Jesus off the cross and just focus on what heaven is going to be, you forget where you are. And that's certainly true. But now we can see that even in a different way. Why don't we take that cross out? Why do we have Jesus on the cross rather than just an empty cross up there? Because it is there that we are reborn. It is there that divine life is given to us. It is there that we are defined. And we cannot separate ourselves from that. We cannot separate ourselves from him on the cross, nor can we separate ourselves from what happened at the foot of the cross when our Blessed Lady received us in a very particular way, where she gave birth to us and where she became our mother. And so if we take Jesus off the cross and try to ignore all of this and say, oh no, it's just about heaven because he's already risen from the dead, which indeed he has, but we haven't. And so until we can enter into that mystery in its fullness, right now the mystery has to enter into us, which means we need to be standing there at the foot of the cross. We can't take Jesus down from that cross, or else we lose who we are. We lose the definition of our own self, and we cannot afford that. So we need to stay grounded, firmly rooted in the truth, which is the Lord, and in the words that he himself spoke. Our Lady is your spiritual mother because her heart was torn open at the foot of the cross. We are her spiritual children because not only are we incorporated into her Son in holy baptism, but we are united with him in Holy Communion, in the Holy Eucharist. All of that is taking place right there at the foot of the cross. And so we do not remove ourselves from that spot. Yes, we are already seated with him in heaven, and we are right there with him and with our Blessed Lady at the foot of the cross, where our rebirth, where our new life, where all of the things that we will celebrate for eternity, provided that we get there, are all going to take place. So they're happening spiritually, but we're not there yet in our own self. And so we stay right where we came from. We stay with our mother. We stay with the source of life, and we define ourselves by the person who is on the cross and she who is there at the foot of the cross.